Time now for this week's work story. We're hearing from college professors this month. Dr. Francisco Villa is an associate clinical professor of biology at Northern Arizona University, Yuma. Here, Professor Villa discusses the difficulties some students face when shifting from the security of the classroom environment to the uncertainty of biological research.
I have a student working with me, and we were working on a technique called PCR, polymerase chain reaction, for amplifying a certain region of DNA. And we were doing this in for scorpions. So we extracted some scorpion DNA, and we were wanting to look at this particular region. And so we had some information where we had some knowns. We looked it up, and when using that information, applied the science to this region. So some of our initial data was promising in that we got initial result, looked like everything was working. So the next step of utilizing this in other areas, we saw that we weren't getting that same output anymore. We were in class, we know the answers to everything that's set up, because, you know, that's things that have been around for a while and they're in the textbooks, and so I can give them answers to that. But what they find out is, when we're in the frontiers of research, I don't know the answers to them. So what we have to do is then work back on that skill, is the basic foundation of science, working down to what are some of the basic components. And through a lot of students, they've hadn't had to do that too much. But when they are able to take on like a research project where no one knows the idea, you're forced to do it. And so with a student we had recently, and we're sitting down and we're just talking about, okay, where are these possible areas that went wrong with this output from this PCR? And I had some ideas, and I do have enough experience where I can maybe narrow it down and really troubleshooting it by asking them, well, what do you think? So he recently did troubleshoot it, and we were able to get the results we had, or we wanted, especially for this particular technique. And now when we look at it in the rearview mirror and seeing how easy it is to do now that we've kind of worked out, we were essentially trailblazing a pathway, how much appreciation you have for it.
That was 34-year-old Dr. Francisco Villa, Associate Clinical Professor of Biology and Environmental Science at Northern Arizona University, Yuma. Dr. Villa is originally from Tucson, where he attended the University of Arizona before earning his graduate degree at the University of California, San Diego. He was speaking to KEWC as part of our Work Stories series.